Joining me live in studio today is Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Captain Andrews. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke.
I appreciate you swinging by, of course, giving us some time and talking about what's happening within the Sheriff's Department on a monthly basis. One thing I wanted to bring up is a former person from Lincoln County, Olivia Crittenton, who was from Thane, graduated from Star Valley High School, has since moved to Arizona and has been missing for some time. And of course, obviously, Arizona authorities are going to take the lead on something like that. But what kind of, she still has friends here, she still has acquaintances here, so I'm sure there's got to be some sort of coordination in an investigation like this.
Yeah, so the first thing, our thoughts and prayers goes out to that family because it is a trying time for them. And, I can't, what to imagine they're going through at this time. And, and where she's from, Wyoming, kind of hits home when you see this go on. And, we're not really actively involved in the investigation that would come if, she was seen in Wyoming or come back to Star Valley or whatever, and that agency requested our help. So, if that request come, we definitely use our resources to help out in that investigation to determine where she's at.
So let's say that this did happen locally. What's the training like for you guys and the processes that you go for a missing persons case like this?
So we'd do a lot of different things. We'd get a lot of agencies involved. We'd do flyers just like you're seeing on social media right now that's being flooded with flyers and different things, trying to get leads, so we could follow up on leads. We'd get different agencies, like I said, DCI, probably the FBI, and different agencies involved that have a lot more resources than we do that can cross state lines and start looking for somebody like that.
Absolutely. Captain Brian Andrews with us in studio this morning. Captain, as we head into this time of year, it's hunting season, which is an exciting time, of course, but also comes with some warnings and cautions, right?
Yeah, that's right. The big hunting season's coming up this weekend, the big elk hunt up Grays River, and every year we always get a lot of overdue hunters and people that, are maybe overdue or whatever, so people get to worry about them. I would just like to send out to everybody letting know that, hey, if you're going to the backcountry, be prepared. I mean, you can see right now the weather's kind of bad, and it's good for elk hunting, but sometimes you might get stranded. Make sure you're packing overnight, that, hey, if you need to stay out in the backcountry, you can. Let people know where you're going and what time you're going to return. Sometimes people don't really give us all that information to the family or whatever, and then family gets worried about them. So just let people know where you're at and when you plan to return.
Valley accumulation and mountain accumulation, two different things, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Very good advice this morning. Captain Brian Andrews in studio. Captain Andrews, I came across the video. I think it was the sheriff's office that shared it a couple of years ago in the Narrows area of Star Valley. And it was kind of a day like this where roads were wet, but it was cold. And that bridge in the Narrows freezes, right? And it was a situation where a car spun out and there was a patrol officer actually parked on the side of the road. They almost ran into the officer in the vehicle. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember
that. A couple years ago.
Yep.
And it was a good reminder because it looked almost exactly like it does today.
And especially down there in the Narrows, it seems like it's that freeze right there on that bridge. And if you're going too fast, you don't realize all of a sudden you're out of control. And it was a close call for that trooper and that deputy that were on scene. And it woke them up real quick, I can tell you that.
I bet it did. Didn't need coffee that morning, did they?
Yep, they did.
Captain Brian Andrews this morning, anything else we missed you wanted to mention today while we got
No, I think like what you just hit on, with slowing down, weather's kind of bad, slow down and just buckle up and be safe out there.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning and the SVI Radio Network.